And welcome back to another edition of Zoomed In. In fact, the first edition of Zoomed In for this new season. And I am joined by a very special guest today, Kelly Wildes, the person smiling next to me here on the screen. Kelly, I got to know her last year. So who is this Kelly? So let me give you a brief introduction, and then I'll let her tell you a little bit more about that. And we'll also tell you why we have her on. So Kelly Wildes is a graduate student here in the College of Education in special education. Just nod no if I'm getting any of these details wrong. In special education, she's also a graduate assistant and assisted living advisor for the WSU ROAR program. And if you have not heard of ROAR, then A, that means I haven't been doing my job. And B, I will just tell you it stands for Responsibility, Opportunity, Advocacy, Respect. It is an acronym, and it's a program. It's a post-secondary education program. So it's college. It's college for students with intellectual or developmental disabilities. Neat program, because these are students who might otherwise not have the chance to go to a traditional college. So, and I want to be very clear, this is not just simply in addition to her scholarly pursuits. This is part of her research. So I think that's pretty neat. So Kelly, what I want to ask first of all is, give us a little bit more background about you, where you're from, what got you interested in special education, how you ended up at Washington State University, always the best choice, by the way. Awesome. And then in addition to all of that, like, how did it come to be that the WSU ROAR program, that you were so heavily involved with that? Let's start with that part first. I know that's a lot. And then we'll dive into some other stuff.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much. My name is Kelly Wildes, and I'm a graduate assistant with the ROAR program. I work really closely with our assisted living advisors, but I am not an ALA. I do teach our independent living classes that we have here, which covers a lot of different topics between budgeting, cooking, doing chores, cleaning, all the things that any person needs to know to be successful when you're living on your own. I think I needed this class when I was 18 and living in the dorm for the first time. But a big part of that is also comprehensive sex education as well, which is my specific research focus, which we might get into more of that later. But how I got to WSU, I actually am from Knoxville, Tennessee. I got my bachelor's in kinesiology and public health at the University of Tennessee. And ironically, there is a program that's very similar to ROAR that's called the Future Program at the University of Tennessee. So I started out as a peer ally there. Before I started my kinesiology bachelor's degree, I actually thought I wanted to be a nurse. And I was in nursing school for a few years and became a certified nursing assistant. It just so happened that we had a student named Meredith who was also wanting to be a CNA. So at this time, we studied together, and she actually ended up passing her CNA exam, and she is still a CNA to this day, and we still keep in touch. So that was kind of how I got my foot into working with students who had intellectual and developmental disabilities, and I just loved it. And so when I found out that the ROAR program existed here at WSU, I knew that's where I wanted to try to work with in my grad school.
So from the Rocky Top to the Palouse, yes. Don McMahon did his PhD in Tennessee. Did he have anything to do with you coming here?
Yes, actually. His wife.
Way to recruit, Don. Way to
Yeah, his wife is actually my sister. So it was really nice to be close.
Just learn something totally? Are you serious? I did not know that.
I know.
All those bad things that I was saying, take it all back. Like, don't tell
me. That
was wonderful. I didn't know that. So
Yeah. So there's a nice family connection here as well. I decided to go to grad school right when the pandemic hit in 2020. So it kind of uprooted everything, and it was just I really wanted to be closer to family and always loved the idea of living out west. So WSU is now home to me. I'll always bleed orange, though. Gotta throw that in there.
That is amazing. I obviously I didn't do my full research. Right? I mean, I researched for this interview, but I obviously needed to do more to find that little nugget out. So that's That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
So of course we have other grad students. And by the way, you should have been an ALA on top of it all and had rent paid for and stuff like that. I'm just throwing that out there, but we have other graduate students who are in special education, other graduate assistants with the ROAR program, but I'm not talking to them, right? Why am I talking to you? What's the news hook here? So earlier this year, you had the chance to go to Washington, D.C. and advocate, I guess a crasser way of saying it is lobby, but you got to go talk to one of our congresspeople, and you did it on behalf of, I believe, Think College. So tell me about Think College and tell me about the experience that you and one of our WSU ROAR students had both going to the nation's capital and talking to our congresswoman.
Yeah, absolutely. So Evan Henniger is a ROAR student who actually just graduated from the program. He's really interested in policy, and he actually came to me when the Think College Policy Advocates Program, the applications came out. And so we submitted our applications, and we found out in March that we were one of 10 teams that were selected to go to D.C. and talk to policymakers about why it's important for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities to go to college. So it was a really wonderful experience. And Think College is actually the program that accesses students to higher education. There are over 300 inclusive post-secondary programs in the U.S., and there are only about three in Washington. And so ROAR is one of those three, and we're also the only residential program. So that's what makes our program very unique, is that our students live on campus. They live in apartments and dorms, and so they're learning a lot of independent living skills by living on campus. So we went to D.C. in June for that event.
I've been at the College of Education long enough that I saw that very first move in, and I've seen it grown from the four students, that finished that first year or that first time through that first cohort to now, which is like 20 something students.
22
students. Mm-hmm. And when they move in, I had the chance to ask some of the students this last week, are you nervous? Are you excited? And yes, on both of those. But here they are in a totally new environment dealing with, their own issues that they may have. But some of it is, boy, it's like any other student. They have to learn how to get along with other students and, try to put up with somebody else's mess or the way they do things. And it's incredible to see that happen. At DC, dealing with, obviously you meet the legislators and things of that nature. So you of course met our congresswoman here, Kathy McMorris Rodgers. But I'm sure you talked to a lot of policy wonks, people like that who really are doing a lot of the research that then they give to, our elected officials. Take us into a kind of a dive on some of what you might have said were the main issues of ROAR, not only pitching the program, but there's got to be an ask, of course. What is it that we're asking for consideration? So take me through that.
Yeah, absolutely. And just taking you a little bit before that trip. So all of our Hill meetings that we had, Evan actually scheduled all of those meetings. And so we, through some scheduling forms, emails, he made some calls. So that was just really exciting to do. And so we ended up having four meetings in one day, which it was a lot of meetings, a lot of running around DC. So in those meetings, there were three people. There was myself. There was also a Think College coach who was with us, mainly to answer specific Think College questions or TIPSID funding questions that I know a lot of things, but I don't know everything. So she was kind of there to answer some questions. And then Evan, he was the real star. He was there to talk about his college experience and why he wanted to go to college and, his unique story, which I think is personally really cool. He's a fourth generation Coug. And so coming to WSU was really important for him and his family. And also getting a job, and not only just a job, but what I like to think of as a career, right? So something that you're going to want to do for long term. And so Roar really kind of helped him get his foot in the door and figure out what he wanted, not only his job, but what his career could be. And so he got to talk a lot about that in our individual meetings. So we met with, as you said, Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers herself. She was in the meeting, which according to the Think College Policy Advocates program, that was a really big deal. So it was really special that she was there to be in the meeting with us. We also met with Amanda Lowe, who is the Disability Policy Director for Senator Murray. And then we also met with a legislative aide in education for Senator Cantwell. And then that fourth meeting was actually with Cecilia Biles from North Carolina. And we got to meet with the Florida teams and the New York teams from Think College. And so we just got to share kind of all the different aspects about our program with Celia from North Carolina. So it was
that's really neat. And yes, on Evan, I mean, he was in that first cohort and funny as can be, just a really funny kid. I've gotten to know Evan and really enjoy him around the program. I think he is going to be just an amazing advocate for the WCU Roar program. And mm-hmm. Great family. You mentioned fourth generation Coug, and I'm not sure everybody knows this, but the Gibb Pool over in Smith Gym is named for, I don't know, his grandpa or great grandpa or something like
yes.
that.
Yes.
Yeah, which is just great. And his parents have moved to Pullman, actually. Mm-hmm. And this is where they're retiring and settling down. And it's really awesome to have the Henniger's support and just having them advocate on behalf of the college. So fast forward.
Yes.
So you think, hey, this is kind of cool. I got to meet a few aides and actually shake, a congressperson's hand, which is great. But we recently had Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers come back to the College of Education to meet with multiple Roar students. So take us through that, which was just in the last few weeks, and specifically when she got to Evan and her reaction.
Yes, no, it was pretty amazing that all came full circle, getting to meet her and then her actually visiting the Roar program. She actually has a son with Down syndrome. And so I know that was a big part when we met with her specifically. You know, she looked at Evan and she said, you know, my son has a lot of big dreams, and it's just seeing how much you've accomplished, Evan, just gives me so much excitement and hope for his future. And so for all that to come full circle, and then for her to get to meet all of our Roar students when she came in last week, and she remembered Evan, shook his hand, and, you know, it just was a really awesome experience to see all of that happen again. And she got to hear from multiple Roar students too. And yeah, it was just a really awesome experience all around.
I wonder if sometimes our students, they feel like, you know, they might pitch the story about them or the program, and then it goes into this space of nothingness. Mm-hmm. And when she said, hey, I remember you came to visit me in D.C., the look on Evan's face, he wasn't sure what to do. Like, he was beaming, but he was a little embarrassed. Like, he didn't want to be that excited right in front of his peers.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he was too cool to be that excited, but it was it was really, really interesting and neat.
Yeah.
So now where do we go from here? Like, we've met with the congresswoman. We've made some asks on whatever it may be for support for the program. It's a program that's growing. We're busting at the seams. I mean, we have 22 students, but we could easily have four times more, you know, with more staff and more building space and, you know, everything as the program grows, you know, it morphs, but it is definitely, it's on the rise. It's progressing. So tell me about the next steps as you see it.
Yeah, that's a great question. So when we were in our meetings with the aides and advisors and Kathy McMorris Rogers, you know, the big specific ask is, I mean, funding. That's a big thing. And Roar is, you know, as I said, the only residential program in Washington. It's also one of the only residential programs that's around the Pacific Northwest. And as you said, you know, we have 22 students in our program, but there are definitely more than 22 students with intellectual and developmental disabilities in our area that want to go to college. So, you know, I think more access is what we need. We need more programs like ours, and we need the funding for our program to grow as well, because we'd love to see by the end of our TIPSED funding that is currently helping us grow right now, we'd love to see, you know, 40, 50 students in the program, which would be really great.
Yeah, it you know, and just in terms of success stories too, certainly Evan has, you know, graduated, but we've had students who have completed ROAR, which is, it's not a degree, right? It's a certificate,
right,
of completion that they've done the program. They have opportunities to do internships and things of that nature. But we have had students now who have applied further in traditional education programs. If I'm not mistaken, I think I heard somebody did Spokane Falls College and somebody actually applied for WSU. So, I mean, those are great successes.
Yeah, they are. We've had two students who have applied and are now traditional WSU students. We've had a handful of students who are attending Spokane Community Falls this fall semester. So it's really exciting. I personally love seeing, you know, where following ROAR, like, where students want to continue with their career. And we're really kind of seeing like it's either academics or it's kind of that more focused technical career path. And I just think it's really exciting.
Now you'd mentioned TIPSED funding. So I had to look it up because I wanted to get the name right. Stands for the Transition and Post-Secondary Programs for Students with Intellectual Disabilities. And this is a government program through the U.S. Department of Education.
Yes.
So you mentioned that funding, and we of course would be remiss if we didn't say thank you to the U.S. Department of Education, right, for this funding that helps pay for so much, including some of the salaries, right, of our graduate assistants, as small as they are, of course, right. You mean you didn't get into this for the money, Kelly?
I know, right?
As a graduate student. So now take me through your graduate progress. Like, where do you go from here? Like, what's the next step for you?
Yeah, so I actually just defended my thesis over the summer.
Successfully?
Successfully, yes.
All right, good. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I just got my master's in curriculum and instruction, and I'm starting my first year as a PhD student in special education. So my specific research focus is around comprehensive sex education and also working towards sex education policies specific for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Now, at the risk of time, you know, I don't want to dive too far into it, but now you've got me thinking, what are the issues or the program the problems at a 30,000 foot overview with students with intellectual or developmental disabilities and sexual education? What are those issues, and what kind of things are we researching that we think could help?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, unfortunately,
give me a 10-second elevator speech on all this very complex.
You got it. No, so students with intellectual and developmental disabilities are more likely to be sexually assaulted in their lifetime compared to someone who doesn't have a disability. And so, you know, being safe and also understanding consent, knowing when and how to say no, but then also talking about saying yes and affirming consent and being in healthy relationships, because that's what independent living is all about, is another really big important part of what I research and what I teach. A lot of the times, and it really depends on geographic location, where a student goes to school, what their background is, you know, it kind of just depends on whether or not a student with a disability will receive this information, because there can be a lot of exclusion, especially in a public school. You know, they may not receive the same information that all students receive. And also, depending on your geographic location, you may not receive comprehensive sex education. So it just kind of depends. And as an inclusive post-secondary program like ROAR, we have students coming from all over, right? So when I'm teaching in independent living and I'm talking about sex education, I really try to make it values-based and let the student decide what they want versus, you know, telling someone what to do.
That's awesome. Last question that I always ask everybody, just in case, is there anything you want to add? The mic is yours. Take the baton and run with it.
Oh, man. I guess one thing I would have to say is that I've just have loved working in the ROAR program. It's so great that as a graduate student, I have my research focus, but I'm also working with the population that I want to support and that I love working with. So it's just been an awesome opportunity, and I love talking about my research and my experiences and what I like to do. And so thank you, Brandon, for giving me a platform and a voice to do that. This has been great.
It's what I do.
I know. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly Wilds, graduate student extraordinaire. Congratulations on defending the dissertation. And we hope in some capacity we can hang on to you with the ROAR program or whatever for years and years.
Years and years, yeah.
So that would be awesome. Well, thanks so much, Kelly.
All right. Thank you so much.